But that which Avraham Avinu asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, "B'mei Eda, how do I know that my children will inherit the land?" Obviously, he wasn't doubting Hashem's promise. He wanted to know how his children were going to acquire the land, meaning through their own personal kinyan. And then Hashem told him, "Don't worry. There's a mechir. Avraham Avinu wanted his children to acquire their achievements and their levels through their own personal experience, not as an inheritance." So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "I'll fulfill your request. Your children are going to go through 2,000 years of Gehenna. And in that 2,000 years of Golus, they'll be a stranger in a strange land, and they'll be tortured. And then they'll go out for a chush godol and they'll inherit the land." That's what we're going through now. We are fulfilling Avraham Avinu's request to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we'll acquire it ourselves. Same as Avraham Avinu went through 10 Yisroinas. We're going through those Yisroinas. As Kol Zeis, Hara HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu, Avashalom, Abis Ben Asarim. And all this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Avraham in the video of what Klal Yisrael we're going to go through from Mitzrayim all the way till Mashiach. Kivish Gosef Rashi HaKadosh Al HaPosuk, Vina Eima Chashke Gedoyla. Avraham Avinu, you look in the Loshon of the Pasuk, there was a terrible darkness and trembling and a pachad of Avraham Avinu. Remez the tzoros v'choshech al golyos, says Rashi. It's a remez to the tzoros and the darkness of the golyos. V'chem kiz v'rashi l'aposuk, v'gam es ha-goy, v'gam l'rabo es abo molchoyos. This goy that the posuk says, v'gam es ha-goy, it's talking about Mitzrayim, but it's talking about the Dalet Molchus as well. Sha'af heim kelim al she'ovdis Yisrael. They're also part of the tools, the kelim that Hashem used to enslave Klal Yisrael. So that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avraham Avinu that his children will be like him after him and that they inherit the land. Avraham Avinu says, "Yeah, but I want them to go get it the same as I got it. I don't want them to get it. I want them to, like we saw the marshal, I don't want the kids to just step into the business that I've spent 50 years building and destroy it. I want him to learn how to run the business the hard way. To get an experience." That's the Maharal Atkan HaMaharal. Where is the Kapshat? As lechayri yesh lahavin, we need to understand. Madul Kodesh Baruch Hu mal Avraham Avinu Avashalom es shibud dalet amolchios. Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu show Avraham Avinu the dalet amolchios, the four goluses that we went? Whereby kashos es shalam Avraham Avinu aisa oides golus Mitzrayim shacharei yisku bonav legi leEretz Yisrael, but a reshus ebeschus atzman. Maduim im kain muskeres shara golios. I don't know what the kasha is, but that's what he's asking. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to show Avraham Avinu the four golios? Avraham Avinu's bakasha was makind in Mitzrayim. They went into Mitzrayim, the Yavdiyo, that's from that Mitzrayim. And then they went out to Ruchush Gadol and they inherited the land. And that was Avraham Avinu's request. What do we need the Dalit? What did Hashem have to show them the Dalit Golias for? That's got nothing to do with this. Because they sinned, and now there's a whole new story going on. As Nina Lahazbe, Shebakashos Shalom Avinu Avashalom Aisa Shebonav Yisko Legia Al Yedei Avodatam Ha'atzmit Madragosoi. Avraham Avinu's Bakasha, as we've said, was that his children should merit to get to his level through their own avoida. In order to get to that darga, they're going to have to go through the Dalet Malchus, and they're going to have to withstand many, many tests. Kashem Shabavino of Shalom, Hisnaseb or Sarin Isainus. Gambol of Nezel Yavru is Kur Anchit Ahitu Rotsuf Hanisainus. So too, Klal Yisrael is going to have to go through the cauldron of those 10 tests. They shabdu the Dalet Malchus, and they're going to be meshubah to the Dalet Malchus. Ubeschus amida b'koleila, and in the merit that they will withstand all these nesoinas, hemisalem adrega Avraham Avinu, they'll come to the level of Avraham Avinu, and that's why we have to say every day, when am I going to get to Avraham Avinu? Maisi, es kol zeis hara kodesh baruch hu Avraham Avinu b'bris bein ha-besorim, this ha-kodesh baruch hu shod Avraham Avinu b'bris bein ha-besorim, es ha-malchus, ha-golius, ha-shibud, v'atzores ha-noiris. Avraham Avinu was shown everything. Huro es hakol, hiskim v'nocha daitamika. He agreed to it all, and he was completely fine with it. Nocha daitamika. He was settled with it. Kolei yisurim shaboylem yod kedaim kedai shabonev yechli lagia lemadrega ruchnis shalei yazocha hu lagia. All the yisurim in the world are worth it, says Avraham Avinu, for my children to get to the level that I got to. Madrega zuhu, madrega saimuna hanitzchis v'ashem yisparach. And that's the eternal imuna that a yid has in a kodesh baruch hu.
Amen.
But why wasn't it enough for Avraham Avinu to just go through one nisayon? It's like, it's kind of pushed off the answer. It's like, you know, why do we have to go through all the four? Oh, because Avraham Avinu went through so many, so do we.
Because the only way you can get
to,
in order to get to the Akedah, in order to get to the Pisgah, it's a step up. To climb a step, it's like mountain climbing. The higher you get, the harder it gets, because it gets steeper and there's less oxygen and it's getting harder and harder. To get to the peak of the mountain, you can't just jump to the top of the mountain or be born there. You have to start at the bottom and climb up. So there's 10, Buseda, that's another story, but there's 10. There's 10 steps a person needs to go through in order to be mushroom himself. You have to go through 10 dry cleaning processes in order to get to where you need to get to, whatever moshul you want to use. So Avraham Avinu had to go through those 10 nisyonos, and we have to go through those 10 nisyonos in order to be mashlim ourselves, but it's done by ourselves. The avoda was done by us. Not that you inherited it. The moshul he used was money. The father worked very hard, you know, pushing his little rag wagon, and then he built a business, then he bought a truck, and then he... You know, and eventually, he was a multimillionaire. And now he's got this little kid who, you know, born into a house of a multimillionaire. And the father knows his time's running out and who's going to take over the business. He knows if he leaves the kid, the business will be bankrupt in a few months. And this kid knows nothing about business. He knows nothing about anything. So he gives him $1 million and he says, go out there and start trading, start dealing. The kid loses and he this and he falls on his face and he goes bankrupt. The father's like, fine, you learned a few good lessons. Now try the next thing. Until the son's been through all the different levels of understanding how to business, and now the father feels, oh, now I can give him the business. He's learned the hard way. You just send him off to Harvard to do an MBA, he knows nothing about how to run a business. That's no good. You might have to do that as well. That might be the 10 test. I don't know. That might be, I don't know if that's the Akedah or the Moilach. I don't know which it is. But the bottom line is that you've got to go through all these different, you know, you've got to learn about, you know, the packing house and the storage house, and you've got to learn about the banking, and you've got to know how to do orders and supplies, and I don't know, whatever, how you run a business. I'm just saying, you get all different departments. So too, yeah, we have different dimensions of Anishama, and we know that the more a person squeezed and the harder it gets, that's when a person becomes great. That's when a person really, really achieves godliness. When everything's going smooth and everything's going great and everything's fine, asma, you know, like, then you get put in a corner and you get squeezed. I heard a Maisa yesterday, Maisa Noida. There was a certain person who had a daughter who was very, very ill. And the doctor said, there's no hope. Hey, malasot. There was one doctor who was a big mumcha who could maybe help, but the appointments with this guy was, you had to wait 6 months. The biggest askanim couldn't get you in there. One day, the guy lives in Yerushalayim, he gets a call from one of these guys that's organizing to get him an appointment with his doctor. He says, listen, this doctor's going to be in my office in half an hour. Get here in half an hour. You may be able to help him. And you can shortcut the red tape to get to him. He'll be in my office. You can talk to him on the spot. Now, how am I going to get from Yerushalayim to Pnei Brak in office? He says, I don't know. Go. Grabbed 300 shekels, is all he had in his house. Ran downstairs, grabbed the first taxi he could. Said, get me Tel Aviv, whatever, I don't know, to Tel HaShomer. In half an hour, the guy says it's impossible. He gives him 300 shekels, he says, go. The guy says, possible. He goes, he drives backfields, whatever, cutting. The guy got there, he was shaking from terror from being in his cab. He gets out the car, he's 29 minutes, okay? He runs upstairs, the guy says to him, you just missed him, he left 2 minutes ago. So broken. The guy started like shaking and whatever, and they said, are you okay? He looked like he was about to faint. They set him down, they give him a glass of water to calm him down or whatever. He picks up the glass of water and he's just about to make a brok, and he suddenly realizes what's happened to him. And he says, Baruch atah Hashem, kol yevid vrei. He says he never made a brok like that in his life. And he knew at that moment from that brok that it was going to be okay. Understood. Who am I dealing with here? This fancy doctor, this. I did everything I could. I get you. I missed the guy about 2 minutes. My life's finished. I've got no hope. You're in a no hope situation. Everything goes black. And suddenly in that blackness, you find a light. So he gets home. His wife says, I don't understand. What do you have to kill yourself for and waste 300 shekels? Go all the way. Why don't you just make a shout call? Yeah. So listen to what he said. Good question. He said, I had to go on that taxi ride to be able to make a shout call. The vote is we make shout calls every day. We make shout calls every day. But when your back's against the wall and they're shooting at you, the shout call looks very different. Sometimes you have to go into darkness.
But the darkness is a little bit long. That means 2,000 years out of Israel. The goal was to be in Israel, not to be in Galut most of the time. That means the rich people, if he gives his money to the children when they are 80, I don't know. The training is so long, and then when you have to practice, it's not a lot of time.
That's why there's to be an Olam Haba. You're not here for this world.
Okay.
You're not here for this world. You got to mushroom yourself in this world so that you can. Yeah.
But Abraham, he gets a promise for.
The Sforno says, and told us then when he describes the difference between Yaakov and Esav, he says, by Yaakov, the greatest maising he'll do will be just before he dies. When he's born, he has nothing. Esav has everything, Yaakov has nothing. Esav peaks at about 30, 25, 30, and by 40, he's already. You know, 40 is already trying to find ways to live longer. You know, he's trying to get his youth back. Yaakov only starts getting going at 20. And he starts peaking when he's just about to die. So when are you going to give him reward for that? Yeah. Says the swallow, there has to be an Olam Haba. Because the greatest deeds he's going to do is when there's reward for him in this world and there's no time to reward him. How are you going to pay? How are you going to pay him for that?
I saw in your story about the guy who went to the hospital. He realized where his help was really coming from.
But you need that.
Right, right. So he did his tadlus in going and doing all this stuff. And the saving was in the recognition that really it's the doctor, it's just the tool.
But you need to go into that moment of darkness where you've just lost all hope to realize, wait a second, there is hope.
Yeah.
I once went to Rav Scheinberg. Also having terrible problems and issues and whatever, it's a terrible situation. Schoenberg was easy to get to. I went to Schoenberg, started speaking to him, whatever. And he just said to me, I can't help you, I don't know, I'm sorry, whatever, I'm going to speak to your Rav, whatever. I'll give you a brocha, but I need lochol azolocha klum. And I was just like, I walked out of there, I was like, and I went downstairs and there's like a little wall outside, I don't know if you remember the part, there's a little wall there with the fence, whatever. I burst out crying. It was just like, you are my last hope. And then I realized, 1 second, I knew exactly what he was doing, Rav Scheinberg.
Yeah.
I'm not, what are you coming to me for? You got a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why don't you go speak to a Kodesh Baruch Hu? What do you need from me?
I needed that
moment of like, I'm doomed in order to say, 1 second, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why not just sit at home and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu? Because sometimes you need to get desperate before you can get out of it. That's human nature, that's the way we built. And what I said, that's clearly so. Why didn't we learn our lesson before we went into Golis? That's what Yirmiyahu HaNavi told Klal Yisrael. Al Na'aras Bavel, if you cried once,
yeah,
like you're crying now, you wouldn't have gone into Golis. But you didn't cry because everything was fine. Now you're crying. Oh, now you'll get out of the Golis eventually. We know that we daven better when there's no money in the bank, and when there's money in the bank, you don't daven so well. When you're sick, you daven better than when you are. We know that, Teva, you can. That's also one of the disowners, is thinking that you don't have to do that. Thinking that you're above that. We're not above that. That's who we are. That's not something to be depressed about. I said a pshat once in Hallel. It says, I want to find this pshat because I'm saying a pshat. I don't know if this is pshat or not, but it's a pshat. It says, Zeh Asha al Hashem, Tzadikim Yavavoy. This is the gate to Hashem, let the tzaddikim enter into it. Then what does it say? That's the gate to Hashem. Why? It says, I thank you because you answered me. I thank you because you answered me. That's the gateway to the tzaddikim. I thank you because you answered me. Okay, Akara Sato is very important. So that's the gateway to the tzaddikim. I saw the Vilna Goyen, in the Vilna Goyen's Haggadah in Hallel, he translates Anisani as afflicted, not as answered. Mm. So So I'll say the following pshat. Once again, I don't know if it's a pshat or not, I haven't seen it, but I have a feeling it's horribly ended. Is there Hashem Lashem Tzadikim Yavavoy? What's the gateway to Hashem that Tzadikim walk? They thank Hashem for the affliction. Vatahili Yeshua, because they recognize the affliction is actually the Yeshua. That's what happened to the taxi driver. That's what happened to me downstairs by Rosh Schoenberg. You realize in that darkness, you suddenly see, oh, now I know what the Yeshua is. Without the darkness, you couldn't have come to the Yeshua. And you thank Hashem for the darkness. Why do we light candles at night? Why do we have to light the Hanukkah? Why do you do it at night? Do it in the morning. Do it in the day. Why in winter when it's pitch black? And that's good for the list of on the left side. The left side is the side of Tumah. We light it on the left side of the door. Light it on the right side of the door. Everything about Hanukkah is teaching you, okay, when it's dark, that's when you light a light. Because when it's light, you don't light a light. You don't ignite yourself when it's light and everything's going well. You dafka need the Yisurim and the suffering. That's what... It's dangerous. That's why Avraham Avinu was scared. Said Avraham Avinu had enormous aim of a terror because that pathway is not an easy pathway. But it builds Avraham Avinu.
But we need also a Bet HaMikdash. That means to be a true Jewish, we need a Bet HaMikdash and all the
mitzvot. Sadly, we'll get that. We'll get that. I mean, we're in Golus. We're in Golus. I heard Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal saying that Golus is Lechatchila. Golus wasn't a bitty Yemek thing that Klal Yisrael went through because they messed up. Mm-hmm. The world was created in order for Klal Yisrael to go into Golus. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu did a few things to make it look like, you know, but he said these words. I'm really shocked when I heard them. We always think that Golus is like B'nevet, you know. You were supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael, everything was supposed to be Gan Eden, Dick. But you messed up, so, you know, I've got to give you a... No. You were supposed to go into Golus. A Yid's tough kid is to go into Golus.
It's just our cheshbonus is how long it's going to last.
How quickly do we learn the lesson? But that you have to go to Golus, and that's what this seems to be backing up here. This Maharal definitely backs that up. Okay. It says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Nun Aleph, I don't know how to translate Yeshayas properly, but I'll do my best, otherwise we'll dredge out an art scroll and see how they do it. Shimu alai roitfei tzedek. Listen to me, the pursuers of tzedek. Mevakshe Hashem, those that are searching for Hashem. Habitu, turn, look. El tzu chaitz vaysam, the rock of your quarrying that you were carved out of. Baal makavas born across them, and from the depths of the pit that you were brought out. Habitu el Avram avichem, turn and look at Avram your father. Vel sora to chaylechem ki echad krosov v'arochu v'arvo, because I called them echad and I blessed them and I multiplied them. So those of you that are searching for Hashem, you read Ef Tzedek. Look at Hashem, turn to Hashem, turn to Avram Avinu and to Sarah. Ki echad echad karosov, because they are called one. V'avachayim arbeu, and I will bless you and make you multiply. Rashi Sham Mefarish, ki echad karosov. What does it mean? Ki echad karosov. One I called you. Ki echad haya. Yechidi be'eretz Kanaan, asher haglisov sham mi'atzoi malitotoi karoisov rabisov aglosoi loshen kriya ha'eda. Rashi says, what does it mean, ki echad karoisov? Ki echad haya, he was one, unique, in Eretz Kanaan. That's where he was exiled, to, from his land, from where he was born. And that's where he grew, multiplied and grew big. Loshen Kriya Ha'eda. The greatness of the community, whatever that means. Ukashem Shuhuaya Yochid the Gadlosov, Kaina Godl Eskim Shatem Yechidim Li. In the same way that Avraham Avinu was one and I made him great, so to you I will make great because you are unique to me. Whatever. whatever, take this out, look at it, do your homework. I said right in the beginning, this is Myron McClamus. I haven't done my homework, I'm sorry, I didn't prepare. The bottom line here is that the theme here is something to do with Echad, Yochid, Yechidim. Let's see what this means. What is Echad and Yochid and Yichud got to do with Avraham Avinu and with us? That the Navi is saying, that's how Hashem describes Avraham Avinu. Ki Echad Karoso, he was called one. But what's that, what does that tell me? He was one. No, he was two. I mean, Shishtais is one. They're trying to understand. Avraham Avinu Nikra Echad Yechidi. Koloshin Aposuk Echad Hayo Avraham. The Pasuk in Yechezkel says, Ki Echad Hayo Avraham. Avraham was one. I know. Drink enough, he'll look two, but in a sober state, Avraham looks one. What does Echad means Yechidi, unique? Ma'o Sod Yechidi Shel Avraham Avinu. What is the secret of his uniqueness? Mavur B'divrei Rashi. Avraham Avinu haya yochid b'shah sh'omal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi tells us in that pasuk above that where was Avraham yochid? At the moment that Hashem said to him, Leleches le'eretz Kanaan lelo mishpacha krevin. Hashem told Avraham, leave your home, go to Eretz Kanaan with no family, with no nothing, alone. Go into the desert. Go. V'yaseh mikach, v'yaseh rega, sh'oz Avraham Avinu es emunosei Shalterach Aviv, Nilachem Bavoid Psilim. That moment when Avraham Avinu left the Munna of his father Terach and he started fighting against all the Avodah Zorah, he was unique and alone in his world. You want to be, you don't want a lot of friends, you want a big circle, you know, you want to make a bar mitzvah and a lot of people come, hang out with Terach and carry on living. You want to be lonely and alone, so then go with Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu was alone completely. The Lord called of the Goyal, no relatives, no family, no one. He was the first ger, remember? Avraham Avinu didn't become a Baal Tshuva, he became a ger. Aviv Moilidoi, his Nakeloi, the Mosu, the Limroi, Chiyachti, Goy, the Kivshon Aish. His father gave him to Nimrod to throw to the Kivshon Aish. When Avraham Avinu came, when Terach came home from the God conference he'd been to or whatever, in Los Angeles, where did they do these conferences? He'd come back and Avraham Avinu had smashed all the psalim. So what did Terach do to him? He had two choices, send him to therapy or give him to Nimrod. So he chose the worse or the less, I don't know which of the two evils. And what did Nimrod say to him? We're not going to the Midrash now. He threw him into the fire. That's his father. Ach Avraham Avinu Einu Mitpael. Avraham doesn't freak out, he doesn't go wild. He throw him in the fire, throw him in the fire. He walks out, yeah. Who needs a mul anche Dora flogger? Halagim lo bekol peh. He lived through the Dora flogger where the entire generation used to mock him and whatever and treat him like nothing. Avram ze parda akrohu eini moilid. That's what they used to say. Avram ze parda akrohu eini moilid. He's a barren mule. He doesn't have children. Look at him. Kol ha'ilam ayved avadu zara. V'hu ki yochid yaitzin lefal semes emunas Hashem bo'ilam. He's going around preaching the oneness of Hashem. He can't even have children. Yeah, they were having children and living normal lives or whatever. And this old man's walking around saying, you know, one Hashem, and you don't even have children. You're well, what's your God worth? In his days, the four kings captured the giants. Oig Melech HaBoshen, Noisim Yeta, Rafaim, Kefish, Neba, Bekosuf. Oig Melech HaBoshen was the last of the giants that was left. He was the last living example of the power of who these Anakim were. And these four kings that captured and wiped out all the giants, who Oig Melech HaBoshen was an example of one of them. Yeah, and Avraham Avinu went and wiped out the four kings. He whipped them with Betochen, with Purim, no problem. Takes a lot, Eliezer, and he says, yeah, go whip them, go beat them up. But these guys wiped out the giants. No, they must be. These are proper ninjas. These aren't simple, these are special forces. These are not simple soldiers. Yeah, let's go take them on. And he wins. He fought the narcissistic, incredible narcissistic society of Stoim. And he's not He's not afraid. He's not set back by any koich in the world. He walks alone in the world against all the koiches in the world on one thing. Mamin Bashir. V'nishal ha-shalem ha-eichen shayif Avram Avinu koich kor kavir la'amad yochid mula ilam amole. Where did Avram, and it wasn't just for a couple of weeks. I could also, fought the world for a couple of weeks or whatever. Day in, day out, for years, 100 years. Where did he get the... So that you have to come back next Monday, Mr. Shim, or you can open up yourself and have a look yourself. And it's important to know, because you have to do that today. Today you have to do it not just because of what's coming from outside.